Our life members are not coming.
Yesterday, many life members came to our farm. There are many cars also.
I hope so. I mean, Krishna has everything. It's a little difficult for everyone. They want us first. Everything is all right. Well, has anybody offered some lump sum for the construction?
That is, yes, Prabhupada. Actually, they are all waiting for Mr. Pitti to make his pledge. They have some kind of a Marwari.
I did not see him very present.
He was there.
He was there?
Oh, yes. His whole family was there. Mr. Pularedi was there.
Mr. Pularedi, he was convinced he was in Bombay. He is going to take some there.
Oh.
Yes.
In Hare Krishna there?
Yes. Although he is officially Shaivite, but he says, I am so much convinced with your speech. I do not remember the name.
He lives in that same building?
Yes.
Oh.
Downstairs.
Oh. He comes to every one of your locations.
I just tell him that we don't need the
car.
I will tell him that we should not need the car.
Yes. You think? Nitya Mukta Nitya Vardha.
Nitya Mukta devotees, but they are always engaged in the service of the Lord, and every thought of theirs is engaged at the lotus feet of Krishna, serving Him completely. And when they appear on this earth, persons like yourself, they only come here for the purpose of reclaiming the fallen conditioned souls. They have no reason to come to this material world for their own enjoyment. That is never on their mind. But the Nityabandhas, they are here simply to try and manipulate this material nature so that they can engage their own senses in gratification, either themselves or their extended self like their family. So the difference between the two is one is serving Krishna, the other is simply serving his senses.
Is that all right?
Eternally liberated?
Eternally liberated.
Eternal living on death, never forget Krishna. There is no period throughout the existence. There is no question of existence, it is there all exists. Never touched by Maya, forgetfulness. That is Nitya.
You were talking that a person can come up to that position of Nitya Mukta by either following the principles of Sadhana Bhakti or causeless mercy, or you said there was also a question of Kripa, the Kripa city, that one can attain perfection.
Oh, that is Sadhana.
One gets mercy by Sadhana Bhakti.
Yes. In the stage of Sadhana Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti is for the conditions of and Siddha. Siddha means they are already.
That's it.
Siddha means Nitya Siddha.
That if one does not worship Panchatattva, whatever actions he performs, even if he is so-called Krishna Bhakta, is to be considered offensive.
Yes.
Does this mean other sampradayas also?
Other sampradayas.
For instance, Ramanuja sampradaya or also, Madhva Sampradaya, they sometimes don't accept Panchatattva as being supreme.
Mm-hmm.
So, is their actions also considered offensive, even if they are acting as
yes.
Sampradaya?
Yes, yes.
Sampradaya, do they have a chain of disciplic succession, one kind chain to the spreading day?
Yes.
And the other Sampradaya also?
Yes. Chain must be there. Now it has strictly following the ready energy.
Their program at Udupi, Madhva Sampradaya, when they are changing the acharyas every 2 years, they extended one invitation to come for their program, main temple program.
So I didn't accept.
There was no transportation available.
Transportation?
Did you go to such programs, Dalva?
Being back then. That means they recognize.
Yes.
But one thing, if we certain whether the Tirupati temple is going to allow or not.
I will send somebody tomorrow to make preparations to Tirupati. Actually, Guru Kripa and Jasodanandan did have darshan.
They are not difficult.
And also, Manubandha at once. Last time in the Hyderabad program.
That's very difficult.
They gave Guru Kripa and Yasodanandan a special darshan. They took them into the circle where usually they only have special people.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. I'm impressed because you have Nagar Kirtan all over the place.
Yes.
And if they are impressed, they can, when our construction starts, they will be very willing to also give a very huge donation.
How many will that be? I'll take over that.
About 15 devotees.
Will you have to go by plane?
No, you will go by bus.
Bus is going every day?
Yes, there was two very special buses. Cost 42 rupees per ticket.
Longest of all roads. Very strong.
What kind of wood is that?
It is guava tree.
Guava.
You know what is that? Lattu? We used to play. What is English? Right. Small. And we used to
be small. A top.
Top.
Like that. Top.
What is called? Top? Top.
That is made of this top part. Yes. Oh.
Very strong.
This is the American top.
Gamble. That's part of the
gambling area. Now it's here also. They're advertising gambling. It's law. Deteriorating. The whole world is deteriorating. And suffering. Suffering is increasing. Still, they are so restless. They cannot understand what is the advancement. They have become so less intelligent.
Usually though, it's just the children, they gamble for cookies and candy and things like this.
Children, they learn it from their parents. I don't know what to know. By memory, by mercifulness, people are not so merciful, huh? Suppose in your presence somebody is being killed, you have hard to stand there. No more merciful. What to speak of the animals? If a man is killed, nobody will take care. I've heard it in America. If somebody is killed or attacked, nobody will go to help. Is it not? So, the mercifulness is gone. And what to speak of religiosity, that is completely gone. This thing will reduce mercifulness, religiosity, memory, bodily strength. So many age, right? They are mentioned in the world. Earliest principle is
just a little bit of truthfulness is left.
Yes. Please, from the teachings, ask them, the true doctrine became very strange. Water is full and can take bath. Yes.
Testament and Quran, they are the shastras of the Yovanas. They are not the same as the Vedic shastras. They are not bona fide like that.
Yes.
Does this mean that they're not authentic? Or how did they come here? These Bible and Quran, how did they get here? They were just inventions or what?
Convention means that partially gold for the time being. They are not eternal. Just like in the Bible, it is said, does not like kill. This is that. Does not come within the category of eternal religion. People are so so corrupted, they are pardon, no, don't do this. That's not correct. A little moral instruction. That also they could not follow. There is no religion. And little God consciousness. There is God, kingdom of God. Little idea for the person who could understand. Otherwise, we think that somebody says, God cannot kill. Is there any religious principle? Any ordinary thing? Why is the question of God?
Do you think they are also Manu Samhiti?
That is thought. Manu Samhita pervades completely. Manu Samhita is not religion. It is moral principle for conducting society. Religion is how to become devote of Krishna. That is religion. That is nature. That means this is expectation. Someday in future one may become religious. That's all. Because by killing, just going down and down. So if you stop killing, someday they will be able to understand what is religious. Secretly. Because without being freed from all sinful activities, nobody can understand what is God. Therefore, about God in India, they can understand very easily. In other countries, they cannot. Very few. It's all engaged in sinful activities. All forbidden sinful activities. Just like you said, that gambling has been introduced in the religion. Killing has been introduced in the religion. What is that religion? The more they get to these sinful activities, the more they become implicated. Again, back. Unless one is completely free, understand. Papam. You know this verse?
When one becomes free of sinful activity,
Then
he can begin devotion.
Yes. Jisamantadatam Papam, Janana, Punya Karma, Pidanna Mahoni Mukta, Bhajanti Mahoni. To stick to Krishna Bhajan, it's not so easy that you will go on committing all sinful activities and you become Krishna devotee. It is not so. You have to give up and you have to come. But this is the process. You will be free and you will understand. Guru Krishna Kripa, if one follows Malakai Guru's instruction and is engaged in devotion, then it is possible. Then it is possible. Otherwise, if he does physically, then it will be failure. He must carry out the instruction of his guru, bona fide guru. Guru means bona fide guru, not pseudo guru. And according to what guru will advise, to be engaged in Krishna service, these two things will help him. Otherwise, not possible. Guru Krishna Kripa, by the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna. So, both of them should be set. That is the process. Not that Now I have become an advanced devotee, I don't require to serve Guru. Neither, oh, I am serving my Guru, I don't care for Krishna. No. Parallel line. Not that one line I can walk. No. Parallel line.
Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lakshmi.
Therefore, in our temple, along with greetings, Guru is also received. Guru Sri Bharamati, if one accepts Guru, Guru is Guru, Guru is Guru, as ordinary human being, when there is offense, Narati will do.
That kind of worship is eternal.
Yes. Janma janma kitasi. Chakkhudana dila jai janma janma kitasi.
Very fast. Like that you were quoting last night from that ending, Gokhara.
Go. Gokhara. Gokhara. That is in Bhagavad. Yashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhati. Sadhik kalakta vidubhavam avijya. We give in that sloka. So actually at the present moment, the whole world is full of gokhara. That's all. Animals. Everyone thinks it comes, I am this body, that's all. He's not human. Every so-called civilized man is thinking like that. So where is the civilization of human? All gokharas, animals.
Because if you keep all these ingredients, life will come.
Is it not?
And so, when the soul is in them, they are all complete?
No, no, no. Okay, if you keep, a man is dead and keep his body, so it will become poor, but the life will come, so many ones will come. So these are, if you say the chemicals is material, then the chemicals are there and life is coming. Now you take this chemical and prepare. You cannot say, although these chemicals are there, there is some deficiency, therefore the life is not coming. Now why do you say like that? Life is coming. That man is not coming. But the life is coming. So these are ingredients for life. So you prepare to bring that man. Still the rascal will say that life is in his pocket. And not even gentlemen. But to speak of becoming scientists. And you prepare. No, in future you shall see. And he's getting Nobel Prize. You see? How the human society has become full of rascals, go for it. They cannot prove, still they will insist, yes? And so far God is concerned, we learn from Shastra that God's two energies are working, like deep and light. The energies are working, you can see how these mangoes have come. Unless there is some energy. But therefore the energy is working, the God is there. Just like, as soon as light is there, although you are in the womb, you can understand the sunlight is there. As soon as the darkness is there, you understand that there is no more sun. So, in the presence of energy, just like in the motorcycle before starting, you round the key, and it becomes, the tunnel is there. So there are symptoms. By symptoms you can understand there is God. Very difficult. And Krishna is explaining. Yes, just see the symptoms, the test in the water. Then why do you say that you are not sleeping? The lab. You create the test. The test are sea water and fish make the test. Why do take water from here and there? And sea water is there. Now you take it. And by chemical you create the test. Potential. Therefore, unless God is there, you cannot do that. Or God sent and you cannot do that. This is by a reasonable understanding of God, apart from seeing God. And because the taste is there, Krishna says, therefore God is there. You, according to capacity, you have to see God like that. You cannot see immediately Krishna, Jiva is morally playing on flute. That you have no capacity. You have to see God like that. So when the rubber stamp is going to deliver, so one must be intelligent enough to see God. Now this bug, I do not see, but I am hearing the sound. Huh? On that floor there is a nice bug. Because the Varnasrama Dharma is lacking, nobody is being educated as a Brahmin. They have lost all knowledge. Suppose in the society there is nobody educated as an engineer, you don't find any engineer. So who will understand this? Unless one becomes Brahmin qualified, they cannot understand. Therefore, a class of man must be there, trained up as Brahmin. Then the understanding of God consciousness will be there. Otherwise, finished. So, now this respect civilization, that simply creating sudra. What is understanding? Simply sudra. Factories, or technology, and just because they are getting money, they are thinking, now we have got everything. On the money stand. Actually, they have no knowledge. The fact we find an expert electrician and we pay him sufficiently, say, $100. But does it mean that he has knowledge? He is expert in that sudra's work, that's all. That does not mean because he has got money, he has got all knowledge. But people accept, he is money, he is like this. He has got all knowledge, that's all. And if you go, if you speak about God, these men are beggars. They are made a profession. Yes. If the society does not accept the proposition of Krishna, Chaturvarna Maya system, you will suffer. Because God consciousness will be lost. It is already lost. It may not be that everyone is God conscious, but a section is like, it may not be that everyone is physician. But the physician must be there. So that when one is difficulty or disease, the physician may help him. Similarly, if in the society the Brahmin class are above,
postgraduate of Brahmin class, Vishnu, is not there, then whole Pusai is required. They will indulge in this eating and mind, drinking wine and illicit sex, then it will be hell, and it has already begun. Whole world is full of hellish persons. In a civilized country like America, you cannot walk alone in the streets at night. India is still honest. Any part of India, you can walk. Because the more sinful. Is it not? In New York, especially in Brooklyn, or anywhere, you cannot walk alone. Is it not? Yes. Your life is at risk. That Central Park, nobody can walk there. I have heard from many women that the rape, the Negroes, they capture and rape. Life is unsafe, even in a civilized city like New York. What is this in you? Our was then part. Yes, she said. No, she said.
Oh.
Yeah, she was captured by a group of Negroes to rape. That guy, what is his name? She was there. Yes. She was there.
Teach at Varnashram College.
Huh?
In Varnashram College, if somebody comes in, they say, I want to be Kshatriya or I want to be Vaishya.
No.
I got to be Kshatriya.
By me. He says, what for you speak? Will be checked by the Guru.
Who will teach him to be a Kshatriya? Who will teach him to be a Vaishya?
A Kshatriya, a Brahmin. It's like if you want to learn music, you have to go to a musician.
So, where will we get Kshatriya?
That is in the Shastra. Anyone can learn. It's like if you want to be a doctor, so you must have this quality. Similarly, these things are studied in Bhagavad Gita. Kshatriya means if there is fight, he must go forward, first of all, risking his life. That is Kshatriya.
So we have men who could teach this?
Huh?
Yes.
Because he knows how to teach. That's all.
Brahmins, they all become devotees, they would all be engaged in devotional life.
This is also devotion, to teach a Kshatriya, but this is necessary. And the society. This is also devotion.
And Vaishyas.
That's why Krishna is fighting. Krishna is fighting, killing the demons. And that is also devotion. If you help Krishna by killing demons. Not that simply by chanting is supplied. That's why. Bhishma Dev. He even injured Krishna. And Krishna took it very pleasant. In a such strange power, he pierced his body with arrow. So, everything for the service of Krishna is free, being pierced by the arrow the devotee did. His only reason is how to please Krishna. It's like the example is given by Vishwanath Chakravarti. When a man, he says, over and vice versa, he becomes pleased. Is it not? Isn't that a fact? But biting is pleasing? Is it pleasing? But sometimes it is pleasing. So one has to learn where to bite and where to... But even that can say the biting is pleasing. He says, I shall bite all of it. Then he's arrested. Lying down on the Jamuna beach on the sand with his friends, and if you think, no, there is no need of bedding of this time. He was lying down on the Jamuna beach, so he lay down on the floor. So is that conclusion? No. We must know how to please Krishna. Generally, the Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu, that is pleasing. Therefore, these rules and regulations for everyone. But when one becomes mature devotee, he knows how to please people. He knows.
One question came up the other day when I was talking with this clergyman.
Clergyman?
Yes. The man I was talking to was a clergyman.
Very well.
He was on the airplane when we were coming here to Hyderabad. And he was asking what our program was. And I was telling him that first of all, in order to relieve the confusion of society, we wanted to establish the Vedic culture with this Varnashram system. He asked me what would be the program for that we would have for a man who works in the factory.
He's a Shudra.
Would we retrain him as a farmer?
No, if he's prepared. If not, let him remain, but he can utilize a Shudra.
He can remain in the factory.
Yes.
But since
but he cannot do the work of a Brahman. He cannot be trained as a preacher, but he can help. Just like my legs. The legs cannot do the work of bread, but it can help me. I'm walking. The lady is as important as the bread. Similarly, Shudra is as important as the bread, provided he helps the movement, Krishna consciousness. That is one thing. Not that artificially Shudra should be working as a Brahmin, no. But everyone should be engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is it.
So in that case, he's a Shudra and he's also doing the work of
it. But he is not a Shudra. One who is engaged in Krishna's service is like that Brahman, not Shudra. He's devotee. He's Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati. Apparently he looks like Shudra. Just like we have got so many men from different quarters. But we do not belong to that quarter anymore. Vaishnava is Akhiruddhi. Therefore, anyone who takes her, here is an American Vaishnava, here is an Indian Vaishnava, that's a narrative. It's Vaishnava. That understanding you got.
Just like that devotee who was making garlands for Krishna.
Yeah.
He's a devotee, he's not a Subrahman.
No. He's not an ordinary gardener.
A devotee was making leaf bowls for
Any engagement. For Krishna. He's Vaishnava. If he's under the guidance of his spiritual master and doing the business according to direction, he's Vaishnava. He's above all this.
A Shudra, if he is working, he cannot take Brahman initiation, but he can take Harinam. Is that it?
He's in the despair. Sometimes our man, my devotee, they watch the cupboard. They just think he's a nephas. No. He can go to the DT room also. He's not a method, a sweeper. Sometimes we do that. So, a devotee is above all this consideration. But because there is management, they should appear as Brahmin, as Shudra, as Kshatriya, like that. Sagunan samitrittaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Maan jabyalitan bhakti yoga na jasaka. A devotee, because he is working as a Shudra, he is not a Shudra. Neither is a Brahman. He is already in the spiritual platform. But for management, you have to do that. One can do. The Shudra will talk nicely. Let him be engaged in that way. Why should he imitate?
Does he get second initiation?
Everything he will get.
He gets.
Yes. Second initiation means recognize now he has become fully competent. Vaishnava.
What is this?
Just like master is teaching the servant, now he gives message in this way. This way. But that does not mean he has become servant.
But if these Shudras, person working as Shudra says, I can do so much, I can...
Someone tries to understand, a devotee is neither Brahman nor Shudra. He may act like a Shudra, but he is not Shudra. He may act like a Brahman, he is not Brahman, he is Vaishnava. Just like gopis. The gopis, their village... coward woman. They are, according to social construction, they are not very high class. They do not belong to the Brahmin class. But their worship, method of worship has been taken the highest. Dhamma Pati Upasana Padojukadi. They were here guards and practically, their character was also not good. Because the day of night they are going to Krishna. But why they have been taken as the most, topmost devotee of Krishna? Because the love was so high class. It is a test how much one has learned to love Krishna. That is one thing. Apparently, he may appear as a Brahman, a Shudra, or a Vaishnava. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The only business is to see. Tabi Pungkhan, Tabi Khan, Jato Vakti. How are you? That is one thing.
But if the person cannot chant 16 rounds a day, so that
then he's not a human being. He's a reptile. That's all. He's not a human being. What the concept of talking? Don't talk about it. If you cannot chant 16 hours. He's not even a human. He's an animal.
In one of your profiles, Prabhupada, you said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he said a devotee is one who chants 64 rounds.
Yes.
You have given us only 16.
16, yes.
If you cannot do that, then
you are running. That's all. That is only 12. He's not fit for becoming a human.
Even he may be employed as factory worker or something.
Well, he is. If you care, Patsy walks as a better than animals, but you know.
One point that you made a few years ago in Vrindavan was that this demoniac civilization, especially in USA, keeps a man so much engaged. They make them work so hard just to earn the simple necessities of life that they don't have time to cultivate.
Imagine, if he likes, he can get time because he's not in the factory 24 hours. But he wants, that is an apratihata. Krishna consciousness cannot be checked by any material condition. If anyone wants to become Krishna consciousness, it is not checked. So, there is nothing impediment, provided he wants to become. In any condition of life, sthanesthita, if he simply hears about Krishna, then everything is all right. He gradually catch up everything and adjust things. But if he has no ears to hear about Krishna, then it will be good. That's a sravanam. The first thing is that. The first qualification, he must be eager to hear about Krishna. Then everything will come. Vanam Gitanam Likhas Maranam Pas Hatsanam Bhandanam Pas.
Devotees that they do service, they may be very big, they attract so many people, they are successful, kirtan and everything, but we know they're not chanting japa.
Mm.
What can we do in that situation? Are we?
Situation, he's doing some service.
Huh.
He's doing some service.
Yes.
Oh, because on account of that service, he could not. That is. Then that can be excused, but not that practice to be taken as permanent business. The regulation is that if you cannot finish your chanting of that day, the next day is to forget sleeping and eating and resting.
Some persons we encounter, they don't even chant at all, and yet we are in association with them.
Now, if you miss on account of busyness, then next day you must finish it. No, you should not go to sleep, you should not die. Yes, that day you should forget all of the business, afterwards, compensate.
Some devotees have it as a chronic condition, though.
No. Then he's an animal.
But still, he's doing lots of good night.
Then he gets some chance. What is that word? We do not follow the regulatory principle. The business is that if one day you cannot, but finish. The next day you must finish. Now, for eating he is very eager, and for sleeping he is very eager, and for finishing chanting he has no eagerness. Then he is animal. It is simply an excuse. got no time and very busy our life. Today, you forget your sleeping and eating.
I always
you see, it's cheating.
But I'm so busy. Most of these devotees in Hyderabad, they are chanting 25 rounds a day or more.
That's all right. If you can chant more, that's good. You do your business. You don't follow it, that's all. You be a remain perfect. There are many imperfects admitting, but you try to remain perfect so that they may see you, your behavior, and follow it. If everyone is sincere, then activity, then where is the question? Well, the society means if I am defective, I am seeing that you are being nice. I accept. That is also teaching. Actually, that should be the practice. If I cannot finish my sitting now due to some business, the next day I must finish it. And if he says that next day also I am busy, then he says, no, forgot, you are eating and sleeping. You finish it. That is it. Yeah. You are so busy, but you do not forget you are eating and sleeping. That is cheating. If you are so busy that you forget you are eating and sleeping, then I can consider that you are very busy. But you do not forget this portion. Huh? Whenever there is opportunity to sleep and eat, and I have no time for something, this is cheating. How long you can go on like cheating? You must finish it. After initiation, he promises, yes, I shall follow the rules and regulations. I shall chant the Sinda before the fire, before the deity, before the guru. And if he does not follow, then he is a cheater. What is cheater? He is becoming a Vaishnava. He's a cheater. He breaks all his promises. Therefore, after seeing, observing a person is doing everything, then say second initiation, or he should not be recommended for second initiation. Unless the president and the other see that he has been nice, he's calling, otherwise he should not be recommended. If he is recommended, that is also another thing. If we know that this person is not following the rules and regulations, then why should you recommend him? Then it's another thing. Vidhi bhakti must be followed, otherwise it becomes sahajya.